Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, well, there's one error for Steven Risotto. Pasta, appreciate you. Ryan Solo today, by the way.
What position does Pasta play? If we were to be a baseball position.
Pasta?
Yeah.
He strikes me as a Ramos. Big bat.
Left fielder?
Big bat, no glove.
So E7?
E7. Left fielder.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?
A little bit. Giants looked inexperienced yesterday. All right, Steiny is off on the East Coast. He's going to be back on Tuesday. Guru has a family issue to deal with, so shouts to him right now.
Thank you, Guru.
Yeah, Evan Giddings, Mark Grandy in for you today. Having some fun on a Friday and just trying to figure out where people are at with the San Francisco Giants. Because I think you and I are on the same page that yesterday left an awful taste in a lot of fans' mouths, even one of our own. Carter Chickering, who was at the game yesterday, didn't have a lot of fun watching the Marlins just walk up and down the Oracle Park base paths.
And he came in with an A's hat on, screaming at everybody who would listen, he's the biggest A's fan now. He's renouncing his Giants fandom. That's a little aggressive.
Well, you did say it was the lowest point of the season.
Doesn't mean you jump off.
Well,
you're a fan. You're a fan through thick and thin. Come on.
I don't know. I mean, it was hard to watch the last three nights, or last three games, I'll say that.
It was.
Especially, you know what, and this is what really bothered me yesterday, is it's not even that you said you were going to throw at somebody, and Logan Webb was the one who did it two nights ago when he said, you know, we got to stick up for our guys and defend them, and Bob Melvin essentially was asked about it and said, yeah, we're probably going to have to do something.
At a certain point, we got to defend our guys.
You got to win the game. Like, you're on the verge of getting swept. You're on the verge of getting what I believe to be embarrassed, and you made it only worse by throwing at it. Like, what the Giants did or attempted to do yesterday, even before Lopez gets on base, Ramirez hits a ringing double off the wall, and Stowers puts one 450 into dead center field, before all that happened, I do have to ask what you accomplished. And maybe I sound soft, but I have a list of things that you can do in sports now that you used to not be able to do, and I have a list of things that you cannot do in sports now that you used to be able to do. And hitting people is one of them.
Okay, so what did it accomplish? Do you think that the Marlins played better baseball as a result? Were they more fired up? Did that help them win the game? The Giants throwing at Otto? Intentionally in the first inning?
Potentially, yeah. I'd say so. I mean, I don't think it did much for any side. I think clearly, you know what actually I think fired the Marlins up more than anything else?
What?
Well, a lot of people were making fun of him. Is McCullough getting ejected the moment it happened? Because that's what you do to stand up for your guys. Like, in all honesty, if the Giants or Melvin or Webb had felt like their players were getting the short end of the stick. And I realize it kind of culminated in the ninth inning, so there wasn't much of a chance to respond. Do something about it then. Like, the Marlins manager, and I actually thought the way that the Giants went about hitting him was pretty fair.
Hit him below the belt.
grazed him below the belt. But yeah, you throw a fastball at him, two outs, nobody on. That's the game plan. But the Marlins manager immediately stuck up for his guys. Melvin hasn't done that. Melvin hasn't walked out there and tried to incite something with another team. Webb, even, who he's an incredible player. If you felt like you were, if you felt like you needed to defend your guys, you should have done it while you're on the mound. And they asked a 23-year-old to stick up for the team while he already has not been pitching very well as a starter. And to me, did not set him up to succeed and help the team win, which is the ultimate goal.
Okay, so maybe it helped the Marlins, but who knows? Marlins have been playing good baseball anyway. If that doesn't happen, maybe they don't score three runs in the first, but they very well could still have won that baseball game. Do you feel like asking Hayden Birdsong to do that is unfair to him? Is it just maybe not smart from a baseball perspective in terms of trying to win a game? Did that directly lead to Birdsong having one of his worst outings as a pro? Or is it just one base runner and then you expect him to get an out again?
No, if you're going to hit a guy, you do it late in the game when the game's already decided. You're not going to see the Marlins again this year. If you really want to legislate justice, you do it later in the game. I'm not a fan of it in general because I think giving a base runner a free one, especially in the first inning to another team, is it opens up the possibility of what happened, which is you give a team a free runner and then a meaningless hit turns into a three-run shot and you basically spotted them three runs.
Would you feel the same way had they not scored in the first inning, but the rest of the game still kind of went the way it did? So yeah. Instead of 12-5, it was 9-5.
Yes, I would, because I don't think it accomplished anything. It didn't light up the Marlins. I think that was done by their manager. And I don't think it sparked the Giants outside of them being down 5 and needing to really rally to try and salvage a series. Like I literally, Hayden Birdsong hitting Otto Lopez in the first inning accomplished nothing.
What if everyone or the vast majority of players in the Giants clubhouse felt that it was absolutely necessary? Elliot Ramos is sick and tired, intent or not, and I don't think there's been any intent in any of the times that Ramos has been hit by pitches. He's sick and tired of getting hit. Wilmer Flores is sick and tired of getting hit. Whoever else has been hit of late, they're sick and tired of it. And everyone in that clubhouse, including Logan Webb, the leader of the pitching staff, says, we have to do this. We have to do this to protect our guys. We have to stand up for something. And so we're going to do it. Like, and if you're Bob Melvin, you have all of the leaders in your clubhouse feeling some type of way. What are you supposed to do?
Beat them. Beat them on the field where it counts.
You're supposed to tell your players, no, sorry, we can't do that. We're not gonna throw at somebody. Not gonna hurt somebody. We're not gonna throw at his head or at his shoulders or at his back. We're gonna throw at his legs. At his thighs.
Do you feel better because you punched a pillow? Like it didn't
sometimes.
It didn't solve your problem though.
Letting out a little frustration or anger, yeah, that can help.
But it doesn't solve what you're actually dealing with. Like, the Giants' issue right now is that they are not pitching very well, they haven't played great defense, and they're not hitting well enough to overcome the lack of effort from their starters. Like, that's their problem. And to me, they only compounded the issue by trying to take their frustration out on someone and then ended up getting paddled. Like, I think they're in a worse place mentally left by the fact that if hitting someone or trying to, you know, I don't know, get your frustrations out. If that doesn't work, well, then what are you left with? You're left with your original issues. Like the Giants' problems are not with the Miami Marlins. They're not with getting...
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hit by pitches. With the fact that they're not playing good baseball right now. And so for me to watch them do that yesterday, that was the baseball god speaking to them and saying, you made the wrong choice. You're taking it out on the wrong thing.
Yeah, I mean, I can take myself away from Giants fandom for just a moment. And I know you and I were both in the studio when that three-run homer was hit by Kyle Stowers. And it was, unironically, a hilarious moment. Because it just absolutely backfired on the Giants. And as a Giants fan, I want them to win every single game that they play. But that was funny. You hit a guy. And if you're going to hit a guy, I mean, that was the right situation to do it. Maybe you're right and you do it like in a later inning if you're already up by a handful of runs. And then you throw at somebody. But two outs, bases empty. Okay, that's the opportunity to do it if you're going to do it. And then it turns into a three-run homer. But I don't know.
The Giants were still frustrated later in the game. Wilmer Flores still tried to bring the Marlins out of their dugout.
They did. Bench is emptied.
Yeah. So hitting someone did nothing.
Who knows what it did? I mean, they scored 5 runs in the first 4 innings of the game. They hadn't done that in 2 weeks. Like, it could. They didn't. No one got hit by a pitch. Elliot Ramos not getting pitched as inside. Rafi Devers was able to pull one.
No, in fact,
one.
He took a curveball on the outside corner for strike.
Yeah, he
three
was 0 for 5 with 2 strikeouts.
Okay, but I think he'd rather get on base.
Who's to say that the Giants throwing at Otto Lopez in the first inning changed the way the Marlins were planning on doing things pitching wise, and led to the Giants scoring 5 runs in the first 4 innings, which they haven't done in 2 weeks.
I think the Giants scoring 5 runs was more about the fact that they were about to get embarrassed and they had to wake up. Because they were down 5 runs. And they were down 5 runs largely because 3 of them came after he hit somebody.
Maybe. I just think it's impossible to really decipher, unless you know what's going on in that clubhouse, what the hit by pitch actually meant. I think it meant a lot to the Giants in the clubhouse. It didn't turn out good, and it doesn't excuse their embarrassing performance, there's no doubt. But I think it meant a lot to those guys. It didn't translate in a win. In fact, they put together one of their worst performances of the year, which maybe for you and a lot of others, that makes it a terrible decision in the first place. But I don't know. In the moment, you're talking about Bob Melvin struggling to show that kind of emotion and fighting for his club. I know maybe that might not be a Bob Melvin get out of the dugout and get yourself ejected, although he has done that this year in Detroit. He got ejected from a game, and that was about arguing balls and strikes, not about arguing what a different team did. But if you're wanting them to wake up and to do something and snap out of it, I don't know, intentionally hitting a guy and getting those juices flowing feels like a way to potentially do it. Maybe it's frowned upon in 2025 baseball, but that's like a way potentially to do it.
I don't really know how doing it right out of the gate, though, is like, again, you're setting yourself up to play from behind. Like, you're getting them.
It's 2 outs, bases empty. I know it resulted in a 3-run homer, but what are the odds of that?
So go get the guy out. Like, do it later in the game after you have a lead. Do it later in the game. If you're going to do it, the time to do it is when the game is decided, not when the game is in the balance. Again, I don't think it's a coincidence that the Marlins jumped on Birdsong right after their manager gets run for the Giants inciting them. Like, to me, that's just justice, or that's karma is what it is. The Giants got beat by karma yesterday, and I also don't think it impacts whatsoever their series today with Chicago. I don't think they're any less down on themselves because they hit a guy or didn't hit a guy, and I don't think that they're all of a sudden feeling much better about themselves going into a White Sox series against, oh, by the way, another group of pitchers, both in the starting and the bullpen core, who are wild and may hit a guy. Like, okay, so if
Aaron Savali going tonight.
Yeah, if Ramos gets hit by an 88-mile-an-hour fastball because Savali throws pus, is that going to force the Giants to come back and hit a guy again? Like, these things happen. And to me, it's a publication of frustration for the Giants, but it didn't hit me the way that a lot of people, I think, were feeling it going into the game. Like, they got to throw at somebody. They got to do something. You know what you got to do? You got to go win. And that's why it was the most embarrassing game of the season, because you basically got an arm wrestling contest and you got dominated for a third straight day.
You did.
By not a good team.
I am not at all excusing the way they played this series. And I mean, I said it off the very jump. This is the low point of the year. And part of it is you throw at a guy and then you play that way. I don't have necessarily a problem with, in a vacuum, throwing at the guy. And this isn't like some, like, I don't know, macho man, fake masculinity and what happened to throwing at dudes and injuring guys and... That's when sports were at their best. No, that's not what it is for me. And I know you have a list of, like, things that you could do in the past in sports that you can't do anymore. There's a lot of that kind of stuff, right? Like, a really hard foul in the NBA. You just don't do that as much anymore. And I get that. But if you think your team needs this and you think it's going to fire up your team and you think you're going to play better as a result, and you're not going to hurt someone on the opponent's side, I don't see the downside. It didn't work for them, but in the moment, I don't have a problem with it.
My point is that it doesn't work.
Okay. Like, maybe just them thinking it would have worked was wrong. But if they think it's going to work, why not do it?
Because it doesn't. And this has happened two other times in the recent weeks. Hitting guys that does nothing. It happened in the Dodgers-Padres series. Yep. Dodgers still won the series 3-1. That game that they plunked Ohtani and then Tatis got hit didn't change the outcome of the game whatsoever. Yesterday, actually, in a game that was happening concurrent with the Giants, I think it was Vladimir Guerrero Jr. got hit by a Cleveland starter. Okay, so they go at Jose Ramirez. It didn't change the outcome of the game. Kevin Gausman still threw 8 shutout. They won 3-0. Like, hitting guys doesn't do anything. And so that's my point, is that if the Giants were really pissed about guys getting touched up and guys getting hurt, what you have to do is go beat the Marlins on the field. That's the way to enact justice in my mind. And for them to ask Hayden Birdsong to do it, like, this is another part about it too. If you're really going to do it, don't send a kid to do a man's job. Like, Hayden Birdsong is not the dude that should be throwing at people. It should be the guy who said we need to defend our teammate, Logan Webb. It should
be. He's got to wait 5 more days to pitch again.
Okay, so then wait and hit somebody in 5 days. Like, why does it have to be yesterday? Because we're like, it's just a pent-up frustration. They're frustrated because they lost 2 games to a bad team that they should have beat. Not because a guy got hit.
Because they're getting hit and their guys are getting hurt.
They've been hit, Mark, an average amount of times in this season.
Over the last 2 weeks, it's been a lot.
It feels like a lot. It feels like a lot. And the Schmidt one, I understand. A guy got hit. He turns out he's okay, but in the moment, you feel like he's hurt. Okay, so are you going to go hurt one of their guys? Like, if you really want an eye for an eye, then go up top.
No, that's too far. You're not going to hurt somebody. You're trying to fire up your side. And maybe that doesn't work, and you could be totally right.
It didn't work.
But that was their goal, and we got a question coming in from Dublin Marge on the YouTube chat. Did any Giants get hit after Birdsong's tag pitch? No Giants were hit by a pitch. And The way that I think about this is, if, one, I think it's trying to fire up your side. Two, you're trying to give yourself an advantage in this specific game. That's why you do it early in a game. So, Bob Melvin, Logan Webb, they call it out, what was that, Wednesday night post-game after they lose. They had a couple of guys hit by pitches in the 9th inning, including Casey Schmidt, who did not play yesterday as a result. We don't know if he's going to play today. X-rays were negative, but who knows exactly how it's going to feel on his wrist hand area. You call it out. Maybe that was a mistake. I don't know, because you're opening everyone's eyes to the possibility. You call it out, though, and then you hit someone in the first inning. You know what's coming from the umpiring crew, because they know what was said postgame. They're going to give both sides a warning, which is what pissed off Clayton McCullough, the Marlins manager. Both sides have a warning. You got your hit by pitch in. You're hoping that's firing up your squad, And then if the Marlins retaliate, which is in their right to do, because you intentionally threw at them when they had not intentionally thrown at you. If they retaliate, guess what? Both sides have already been warned. Their pitcher is getting ejected. And that gives you an advantage in the game.
Why don't
you do it early so that you are the ones that precipitate the warning, and then someone retaliating faces the punishment.
So it's a chess move is what you're saying.
That's part of it, in my mind.
That's so... that is, like, so irrelevant to what you're trying to accomplish in the game, though.
Like, get a pitcher ejected or have them fearful to throw inside.
Are you hitting a guy because you're mad about last night? Are you hitting a guy to try to get the other side ejected?
Both.
That's not baseball. I'm sorry. Like, that's not a part of the game. And look, you can call me soft all you want. All I want for the team to do is go out and beat their other teams, to kick their ass, which is what the Marlins... Why didn't the Marlins throw at anybody yesterday?
Because they knew that if they threw at somebody, their pitcher was getting ejected.
So they're up 12-5 in the ninth.
Well, at that point, the game's over.
Yeah, so what? So why didn't they throw at anybody?
They could have.
Because they won the series. Because they knew that they had a sweep coming their way, and they made the Giants look weak for throwing at them and then losing. That's why yesterday was embarrassing, because the Giants looked ultimately like they were powerless against a team that they should beat, that they shouldn't have lost 2 of 3, that they shouldn't have gotten swept by. That's why it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. I'm not denying that. I'm just trying to find the Giants' motive in the moment. And I know what happened afterwards is a big component of this, because it did not work. In fact, it failed spectacularly. But I can find definite reasons why you hope, you think that it should work. And when I'm trying to figure out why the Giants did it, I don't think it's that difficult. It didn't work.
I'm sure I know
they
why they did it.
Failed spectacularly.
And what I'm trying to say is I just don't agree with it. I think it's...
Maybe they won't do it in the future, but because it did not work. But I get why they did it. It makes perfect sense to me. You're not hurting a guy, and throwing at his head is an entirely different story. If your goal is to hurt somebody, that's too far for me. If your goal is to fire up your side and put your opponents in a tougher spot, yes, do it.
And what I'm saying is I don't believe that it fires a team up. And in fact, you run the risk of firing the other team up more, which is what happened yesterday. The risk and reward to me is just not enough there. All right, what you can do nowadays is you can pimp a home run. You can throw a bat 30 feet in the air, and the pitcher can't do anything about it. That's completely fair. You know what you used to be able to do if a guy did that 10, 20 years ago? You could throw at him.
Or if you're Bumgarner 7 years ago, you still did that.
You can't do that anymore. Sorry, you can't throw at a guy for pimping a home run. So everyone's saying that it's been a part of the game. No, it's not anymore. Pimping a home run did not used to be a part of baseball. Now it is. That's completely fair. Shimmying up and down a basketball court did not used to be a part of the game. If you used to show up your opponents after hitting a shot, you would get hard fouled. You would get hip checked. You can't do that in 2025. You can't do it. So that's my point about hitting guys is, yes, it has been a part of baseball. And to me, it's an archaic part of the game that needs to be left in the past because it doesn't accomplish much. And really, you're just asking old school people to try to divvy out justice in a way that is from the 80s and the 90s. Like, and I understand what the boss was saying earlier, but Pedro Martinez has a famous moment, I think in one of the Red Sox documentaries, where he goes up to Kevin Millar and he says, "You pick which one I'm going to hit." Like, that's not baseball anymore.
That doesn't fire up Kevin Millar?
Did they win the game?
I don't know. I didn't watch the doc.
Exactly. No, like, that is what dictates how much teams were fired up. The Giants, to me, were frustrated yesterday because they were losing to the Miami Marlins more, and maybe it's in addition to them getting hit. And yesterday, they just compounded the problem by trying to accomplish something that was futile in the first place.
I don't know. The Giants would run the risk. Ramos feels some kind of way. Casey Schmidt feels some kind of way. Wilmer Flores feels some type of way. Wilmer is the most, like, even-keeled dude in that clubhouse, and he's voiced frustrations, like, twice in the last week. So you know that he feels some kind of way. You know Logan Webb feels some kind of way. Webb is, like, in terms of pitchers, no doubt your leader. Maybe in general, your leader. Ramos is maybe your best overall player. He feels some kind of way. If you don't do something about it, You run the risk of losing the clubhouse. Maybe your response is, well, the Giants are a weak clubhouse, and okay, I'll listen to you make that argument if you want. But if your team feels that way, I don't know what choice you have but to do something.
If you have to hit someone to win the clubhouse back, you got bigger problems.
Maybe.
So do the Giants have clubhouse problems?
They hit somebody. I think they protected their guys. They're upset the way that they played, but they protected their guys. Now you move on. You say, all right, that's behind us. Now we play better baseball.
And all I'm saying is, okay, so if the Giants beat the White Sox today, is it because they hit Otto Lopez with two outs and nobody on in the first inning of a game they lost by seven?
No, it's the principle of protecting your hitters. I don't think that carries over from yesterday to today, especially the way the rest of the game went yesterday.
It didn't carry over to the next inning.
I mean, it maybe carried over for them tying the game up at five. They scored five runs in the first four innings. They had not done that in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I think it's about going up against a pitcher that's not very good, being down early, and being on the verge of being swept. Like, that to me is more of an adrenaline boost than hitting a guy, is the fact that you're about to get embarrassed on your home field, a place that you have not been swept by I hadn't gotten swept at all at Oracle Park this season. So that was a foreign feeling for them. And they knew that going into that game, similar to against Cleveland, where they won that Wednesday contest in the third game of that series, that's where you don't want to get swept. And they did. And so I felt like that the timing of it was kind of silly, to be honest. And I realized that a lot of old school players or people who work in baseball might sit up here and think that, you know, you're just a kid. You don't know the way the game was played. And to me, watching yesterday, the Giants had that coming based on what they were trying to accomplish before the game.
I like the self-policing nature of baseball. Now, Madison Bumgarner throwing at Max Muncy for admiring a home run that he hit off of Bumgarner into the water, and then Bumgarner being pissed about it, that's one thing. And I was not on Bumgarner's side then, and I'm not now. But your guys are continuously, I know over the season the numbers, the hit-by-pitch numbers are not that high, but of late, you've been hit a good amount. Throwing at a guy below the belt, aiming for his thigh, aiming for his backside, I don't have a problem with that. I don't know why throwing at a guy and putting a guy on base and not hurting him is some major affront to moral baseball. Like, I don't feel that way at all.
Not saying it's a moral affront. I'm saying it accomplished nothing, is what it did.
Well, you're talking about how you can't do that anymore. That's not the way baseball is. I like the self-policing nature of the game.
And some stuff should be left in the past. Some stuff is okay now.
Right.
You can pimp a home run. You can't throw at a guy. That's just what I believe. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings and Mark Granny in for Matt Steinmetz and Gerald the Guru Johnson. I do want to broaden this and also talk about just, again, where we're at midway through the season. I know it sounds crazy based on what happened yesterday, but the Giants are 81 games in. They're officially halfway home. Where are we feeling? What are we feeling about them right now? All right. Also, that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.